We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
NFL draft indeed coming up at 5 o'clock today. You won't miss a single pick during our program. We will keep you up to date on all of the selections. Joining us now on the SDCCU fan hotline, our great friend from Bleacher Report, Matt Camp, joins us to talk a little National Football League. Matt, how are you? Good to talk to you again,
sir. Long time, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you again. I was going to take the bullet and take the Madden cover so nobody has to worry about the injuries, but they thought Mahomes would sell a few more.
Yeah, they probably were right on that one, Matt.
Maybe just, yeah. But maybe for fantasy picks, you ought to just keep that in mind before you pick Mahomes next year. Just in case.
Everybody's going to take him too early. I'll tell you that right now. It's a hot, exciting pick. He scored all those points, but we say it every year. You can find quarterbacks. Hey, you found him in 2018. I'm not saying somebody's going to take the league by storm like that, but he's going to get overdrafted. I'm going to tell you that right now, regardless of if he's on a Madden cover or not.
That's a great point, because I don't believe he was even drafted in our draft last year. I really don't. I think the guy who ended up with him picked him up about week three and then carried it all the way to the championship game, if I'm not mistaken. That's how it always works in fantasy. So you never know.
You could find those guys, no doubt about it.
Yeah. What are you hearing about the draft with about 90 minutes to go? I mean, it's such a guessing game. I think a lot of people try to make us feel like they know what's going to happen, but they don't know what's going to happen because teams aren't going to tell them what they're going to do. And we've heard so many different things about Kyler Murray now in the last maybe hour and a half. Seemed like a slam dunk this morning. Now I'm not so sure it is. What do you think?
They're not going to tell us. You're 100% right. I love that. Well, their board's not set yet. They're not sure yet. If you're stepping up to Thursday night and you've been sitting on this for months, you think they don't know already. They didn't know days ago. I think they are well aware of what's going on. But because they already sit there with a quarterback who they traded up for in the first round last year, they're not going to mess with any kind of trade negotiations, any kind of, advantage you might say that they have over teams that are looking for a quarterback. Maybe like the New York Giants, maybe the Washington Redskins, maybe the Miami Dolphins, maybe a team like the Los Angeles Chargers who might set themselves up for the future. I'm not saying they're ready to push Rivers out the door, but I think we've seen with a lot of these teams, look at Nick Foles in Philadelphia, now in Jacksonville, obviously, Teddy Bridgewater, New Orleans. Some of these teams might say, you know, the backup position is very important to us, and if we think we have a championship roster, we're going to invest in that position, and maybe the Chargers think that way. Now, the Giants seem to be the most interested in a quarterback, regardless of what they say about Eli Manning, based on the visits and workouts. No team looked at more quarterbacks or took more visits than the Giants at the quarterback position. That's not a surprise at all. When it comes to Kyler Murray, he's going to be, I think, an Arizona Cardinal. Obviously, Kingsbury kind of said that, and guys, you know, I remember months ago, it was only one quarterback's going to go. I wouldn't be surprised if we see three or four go tonight with Murray being on the top of the board. Now, from a fantasy perspective, the Cardinals are not a very good team, but I think they have an offensive-minded, more forward-thinking coaching staff led by Kingsbury compared to the mess that was there last year. We know what that did for David Johnson. So I'm not saying Kyler Murray's going to be a day-one fantasy starter, but when in doubt, I say this all the time, I talk to you guys about this, if you're hitting the waiver wire, at quarterback, look for legs. Lamar Jackson was nothing special last year, but he had fantasy value because he could run. Kyler Murray is a better prospect than Lamar Jackson, and he's going to be in there very likely from day one as the guy. And maybe you look at some of the matchups, look at a bad team like Arizona and say, well, if they're playing from behind, he might run a lot. He might get me 60, 70 yards. There's 6 or 7 points right there that maybe he doesn't throw for 250 or 300 yards, but can make up for it there. So he's a guy that would be on the fantasy radar as someone you draft as a backup, as someone you take in best ball league, even on a bad team. I do think up in Arizona, and I do think he'll be the only rookie quarterback in 2019 with any real fantasy value.
Bleacher Report's Matt Camp joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Matt, I sat and watched Dave Gentleman go on a rant about taking the best available prospect. He said he had been burned looking at it otherwise before. When you look at this draft, is there a can't miss guy that you know teams are locked in on as far as best position, the best player available?
I don't think there is that guy, and I look at this from the fantasy perspective, so the skill positions of quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end. I don't really think there's that guy in this draft. Now, certain positions feel a little bit deeper. Tight end, the position we've been begging for help in. We talked about this during the season last year, begging for help, and this year we're going to get that help. Noah Fant and T.J. Hockenson are the tight ends out of Iowa. They're going to be very high up the board, very well could go tonight. Irv Smith Jr. from Alabama. Now, a player I like, Jay Sternberger from Texas A&M. If these guys land in the right spot, oh, by the way, the world champs are looking for a new wide receiver and a new tight end. The Patriots are. Imagine any of these young players landing there. They're going to have immediate fantasy value. So I'll say this, Tony. I would say that the position at tight end is deeper than it's been. I don't think there's a one guy that's a blow-away player anywhere in this draft. This is more of kind of a boring draft. There's edge rushers here. There's good defensive tackles. Now, I get that with Bosa and players like that. But if you're thinking about this from a fantasy perspective, a lot of this is going to come down to where these players land, because fit is going to matter. Opportunity is going to matter with these rookies.
Matt Camp, Bleacher Report, SDCCU Fan Hotline. Don't forget, start dialing in 833-288-0973. We are going to be doing our trivia here in about 10 minutes. Your chance to win Dodgers Padres tickets. Right now, though, the draft is coming up. It's a little over an hour away. You know, I look back at last year when Saquon Barkley was taken with a second overall pick. And, Matt, I'm always a little bit questionable on picking rookies, even if they're great running backs, great wide receivers, even great quarterbacks. I always think somehow I'm not going to get my money's worth fantasy-wise. Well, Saquon Barkley proved us all wrong last year. My goodness, he was one of the best fantasy players in all of the National Football League. Am I correct to say that there's nobody near Saquon Barkley coming into the league this year?
You would be correct about that. If you do look at the running back position, though, I feel like the consensus number one prospect this year is Josh Jacobs out of Alabama. And part of the knock on him is that he didn't play a lot, 251 carries in college. And I look at that and go, oh, so he wasn't overly worked in college. He'll be fresher coming to the NFL level. And then I say that and go, okay, so who's looking for help at running back in the first round? I think Oakland is the team that he's been closely connected to. Obviously, Marshawn retiring, a new-look offense there, and maybe they're after Haskins at quarterback as well, but Antonio Brown there, Tyrell Williams, the former Charger there. That could be a spot where he lands and he plays right away, and guys' opportunity goes a long way. I will say this. The running back position in the NFL draft is the one you have to pay the closest attention to all 3 days of the NFL draft when it comes to fantasy, because when you're hitting that waiver wire and you get to week 12 and you go, I've never heard of this guy before, he was a sixth-round pick, it doesn't matter, because if he's getting 15 carries that week, he's going to be worthy of being in fantasy lineups. So day one, day two, day three are going to matter at the running back position. I don't think it's going to be a very busy night tonight at running back outside of Josh Jacobs. David Montgomery, Iowa State, is a name to keep an eye on. I also like Miles Sanders at Penn State, a guy who played behind Barkley. Once again, didn't have a lot of work, less than 300 carries at Penn State. And he could be the number two option in the draft this year. And once again, if he falls in the right spot, we just mentioned Oakland. Does Houston look to upgrade over a guy like Lamar Murray? Buffalo there has aging guys in LeSean McCoy and Frank Gore. Tampa Bay missed last year on Ronald Jones and now has a new coach in Bruce Arians. So opportunity could go a long way, guys, when it comes to these running backs having fantasy value from week one on.
Matt, we've heard that the Redskins owner is going to, quote unquote, take over the first round. What do you think about when you hear that?
Especially when the owner's Daniel Snyder.
You guys want to take over for him? Because they do a hell of a lot better than Daniel Snyder taking over. Look, owners should stay the heck out of the way. Bob Kraft certainly has his own activities off the field, but he stays away from the football aspect of it, and he lets the football guys do the football things. The best owners do that. I mean, I know what Jerry Jones has done, and he's got GM owner next to his name. That's not Daniel Snyder. Daniel Snyder is not a football guy, but he's the guy that is in there for the business end, and he did this with RG3. And there was some success there. I hate hearing this. They pick at 15, obviously, as we know. They pick again at 46 in the second round. They have four picks in the first 2 days of the draft, and they need help absolutely everywhere. Obviously, the Alex Smith signing did not work out, and his injury is massive there. But as I look at Washington, I say, well, they need a wide receiver. They need an inside wide receiver. They need a tight end. They need a quarterback. And that's going to be tough to sell tickets if they don't have a quarterback. And maybe that's where Daniel Snyder is looking and saying, I have a massive stadium to fill, and I have Case Keenum at quarterback right now. That's where you get in trouble in the long term. And if they decide to move up for 15 to go get a quarterback, I think it's going to be trouble for the Washington Redskins. So I never like hearing that a guy who is not a football person is taking over the first round, even if it's a billionaire like Daniel Snyder.
That's too much logic you're giving there, Matt. That just makes too much sense for a non-football guy not to make football decisions.
Yeah, but a lot of these guys can't let go. And that's why their teams are where the Washington Redskins are. Yep. on a continual basis. They never quite get where they want to go. Hey, Matt, we always get where we want to go thanks to your insight. Appreciate it. Great catching up with you. Enjoy the draft tonight. And we'll break down some fantasy stuff once everybody gets settled in the next week or so.
Enjoy it, guys. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you again real soon, hopefully.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.